Oh, Father, we are thankful for your presence. We can cry out, Hosanna, Lord, help. Lord, help us. Tonight, as we have come, we come, O God, trusting you, believing you for a change, for healing, for deliverance. Father, our faith is in you. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we cannot even receive. So, Lord, O God, we ask for your help. Your help now to receive. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your faith working in us and through us. Do for us what we are not capable of doing. Do for us what at this very moment is difficult for us to do. Do for us what we don't even think is possible. Let mercy bring a release to us, that we may learn by your mercies to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are willing, able, ready to do the extraordinary in our lives. Blessed be your holy name, Father, forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you this evening. I'm expecting God to touch us by his power tonight and for healing graces to flow in our midst. I'm going to share the word of God for a few minutes, but I want you to understand that healing takes place while the word of God is being preached. Praise the Lord. While the word of God is being preached. It is the word of God sent that heals us. Now, I know we are used to a lot of laying on of hands, but the word of God says we lay hands on the sick and they will recover. There are 7 key words in the New Testament that are translated healing. 7. And each word has a certain level of intensity and speed. For example, the word of God says, while the lepers went, they healed. They got healed. In Luke chapter 4, as a passage of scripture we're studying from this morning, Luke 14, rather. Luke 14. The word of God says in Luke 14, and it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. Just watched him. And the reason they were watching him was because there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy, edema, we'll call it today. It means he was swollen, there was fluid in his body, possibly because there was some failure in some of his organs, his heart, his liver. Could be anything, but primarily edema is caused by failure in the heart or kidneys. So this man was there and they were watching him. What is he going to do? They invited him to come eat. a Pharisee that was very antagonistic to his ministry, invited him to come eat. And he's there, and this guy shows up. And Jesus, answering, spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? I want you to notice the statement, and Jesus answering, spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees. They didn't say anything. They were just watching. They were just watching him. What is he going to do? They're looking at him and looking at the guy. Jesus answered them. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. They didn't say anything, of course. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Praise the Lord. He took him and healed him and let him go. He took him, healed him, and let him go. So the guy actually didn't come for the dinner. He just saw that Jesus was in there, came in there, and everybody's looking at this guy that's just swollen, and they're watching, what would Jesus do? Now, what Jesus will do is take him, heal him, and send him off. My prayer today is that the Lord will take each one of us, heal us, and say, go home. It's okay. You're fine. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to notice that he did not pray. He says he just healed him. I don't know what he told the guy. And I say to people a lot, nobody's won the bet yet. I want you to show me one place where Jesus prayed for the sick. And you will not find it. He just sent the word. He just spoke the word. He will say to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. He will say to the blind man in John 9, go wash your face. And what is the point? The point is that God wants you healed better than the prayer you're going to pray. He wants you healed. He wants me healed. My prayer is not going to change anything. His word sent changes everything. And we have to believe. Now, it's not that we cannot pray, because the word of God says you lay, you know, bring the sick to the elders, and they will pray the prayer of faith. So there's a place for that. But I'm saying to you, there is a better way. Now, the Bible says here that Jesus took him and healed him. Now, the interesting thing about that statement in verse 4, it says, and they held their peace, and he took him and, what is the word again? Healed him. That word is the word iomai. That word is different from most of the words. When you see the Bible talk about Jesus healing people, the word is the word terapeo. Terapeo meant that a lot of the people that Jesus healed, got mended. Terapeo is the slowest form of healing. It's the slowest form of healing. It's from the word therapeo that we get the word therapeutics, therapy. Has anybody seen a person who's gone through therapy and the person got healed like right now, manifested right now? No. But he does that, and you have to embrace what he has done. You embrace it. I receive it. Iomai is healing that takes place, and it's almost instantaneous. Do you remember the Lord is met by the centurion? And the centurion comes, and he says, I want you to come heal my servant. And Jesus said, I'm going to come, and I'm going to therapeo him. The guy says, hold it. I am a man under authority, and I say to this one, go. And he goes, and to this one, come, and he comes. He says, I know you're just like me. I want you to speak the word only, and he will be Iomai. So he goes from the slowest form, which Jesus was offering him, to the fastest form by engaging Jesus with his faith. He upgraded. In the same passage. I'm going to come, I'm going to do therapeutics on him, he's going to get better. Like I said, no, I need my servant now. I don't want therapeutics. I want done. How? I know you're a man of authority. I want you to do this for me. This is amazing faith. I've not seen this kind of faith in all Israel. His centurion is coming and getting this miracle just like that. He wants it now, and he's going to get it now. I pray today that somebody will have an upgrade. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We must remind ourselves of this. The word of God says in Isaiah 53 and verse 5 that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we were healed. We are healed. Because he's paid the price already. If the price is paid already, why do I want to continue to engage with that sickness or disease? I want to be free from it. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't want to be bedfellows with that stuff. Healing takes place in all kinds of ways. And I'm expecting that today you and I will engage and receive the healing that God has already provided for. It's already done. We don't need to beg for it. We just need to receive it. It's taken care of. We don't have to psych ourselves to get it. We just position and say, thank you, Lord. You love me and I receive it. It's mine. My healing is mine. In the last month or so, we've seen little babies born. And while they were checking them, found out that their hearing wasn't where it should be. Of course, the parents would be concerned. I just had my baby. and my child is deaf in one ear. I'll call. Don't worry about it. It's okay. God is the healer. One particular one, they went the second time for the second checkup. No change. Then they went again the third time. Because they believed this child, we've had prayers, we believe this child must be healed. They went the third time, and same child, same instrument. Oh, there's no problem here. The child hears perfectly. God's power. Another one, same thing. Boom, gone, solved. Because it is that easy for God. Amen? It is that easy for God. That God will heal you. If I consider all the miracles that God has done by the preaching of the word, I tell you what, sometimes when God has done it, I wonder how did that happen? And how did that happen that quickly? I began to grow in my faith for healing many years ago when God sent me to the land of India. I was in Orissa province. And I'd in this mass crusade, lots of people. I had finished preaching. And it was now time for me to pray for the sick. And the Lord says, it's testimony time. I said, but I've not prayed for the sick yet. They said, I don't need your prayers. I said, how are they going to get healed if I don't pray? And he said to me, he said, did I not say in my word, I sent my word and I healed them and delivered them from all their destructions? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, then it's testimony time. I said, testimony time, and I've not prayed? He said, testimony time. So I stood there and I said, it's testimony time. God has healed you already. And I had a whole bunch of pastors on the stage. They grabbed their Bibles and they were going down because you don't act that crazy in India. They're going down. I said, where are they going? And the Lord says to me, son, they're leaving you because they think you're acting crazy. I said, but you told me to do this. He said, I didn't say that you were crazy. They are saying that. I said, okay. So now I focus on the audience, waiting for a testimony. And nobody's moving but a man, about 33 degrees and maybe about somewhere between, I would say, about the edge of the building at that corner. I'm actually positioned at the right place. I don't know how far that will be. It's this guy. He's coming. And he's going like this. And I'm losing it on the stage. I know that guy is not healed. And everybody in this grounds knows that guy's not healed. That guy better not be coming here. So I turn around and I'm looking around for a testimony. Nobody else is moving. But that guy. And I'm wondering, what's going on here? Lord, what kind of mess have you put me in now? So he comes by the stage. You have to go about four steps or five to come up. And I'm thinking, they're going to stop him. They're going to stop him. And I'm still looking for a testimony. No, they don't stop him. They're helping him up the stage. So I start thinking, okay, maybe he was blind and now he can see. Or maybe he was deaf and now he can hear. And they bring him up. And I'm expecting to have a good testimony of somebody who was blind or was deaf or something. And I said to the guy, I said, while I'm looking, nobody else is moving. Nobody. Thousands of people and nobody's moving. And here I'm talking about testimony time. The guy stands by me, the interpreter is there. And I say, tell me exactly what you couldn't do that you can now do. I'm mustering, you know, I'm all jello on the inside, but on the outside I'm like Superman. I'm bold. And I'm asking him, I say, what couldn't you do that you can now do? And the guy goes, oh God, this is not happening. So I turn my anger at the interpreter. I go after the interpreter now. I said, interpret properly. I said, ask him what he couldn't do before that he can now do now. The guy says, sir, that's what I asked him. So I turn to the guy again. I say, ask him the same thing, to do what he couldn't do before. And the guy goes, Jesus is Lord. This is a mess. This is a train wreck. What? And I heard the voice of the Lord. Ask him to do it again. Watch him. Ask him to do it again. And his hands went a little bit higher. And he jumped up a little bit higher. I said, do that again. His hands were going higher, and he was jumping higher. Do it again. So I asked him, I said, exactly what happened? He said, I've been paralyzed for years. I don't know, I think maybe about 10 or 15 years. And they carried me here. And when you said it's testimony time, something said to me, go up there. So that's how he got up. So now I'm excited. You know that. I'm so happy. The guy that's paralyzed is now jumping. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I look. There's a lineup. While I am dealing with this guy, I forgot about the crowd and I'm focused on him. First angry, and now I'm excited. There's a lineup. They kept on coming up, blind, deaf, crippled, coming up, testifying. I say, wow. God, you have just opened me up to something I had not experienced before. The healing power of God. So when Pastor John, if you remember him saying the other day, while he was still preaching, miracles were happening. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening to you right now. I don't know who you are, but while I'm talking right now, God is healing you. So just receive it. Because it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the Lord. Your healer. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord your healer. He sent his word and healed your disease. He is the Lord your healer. It's that easy. the miracles of God. It doesn't just happen overseas, it happens here. Some of you will still remember a young man, his name was Eric. Mother attended here. And you know how children do. You know, sometimes they act right, sometimes they act crazy. He joined some group of friends and took a drug called ecstasy. Blew all his brains. His brain was mush. Brain dead. I remember Mom and I were ministering in a place called Thief River Falls. We just finished and were coming down the highway. It was winter. At that time, we're driving the church bus van. And we're going over all this snow, trying to get back to church. It's about two and a half hours maybe. I'm not too sure how many hours now. It's been a long time since we've been there. And all of a sudden, Mama holds her head and says, "Oh, this is how people die." And I'm looking at her. What are you talking about? So I just had severe pain in my head. We got up here. Service already started. We dashed upstairs to just make sure that we're okay. The phone rings. We'll normally not answer the phone. And on the other side was the mother crying her eyes out. "My son is dead. My son is dead." "What do you mean he's dead?" "They found him dead. His brain dead. We are at the health science." It's okay. "We'll come right after service." So we went there. Sure enough, he's there. So I walked up to him and I said to him, I said, "Son, you sleep, wake up. This is Sunday." I said to him, "Wake up Tuesday." I don't know why I said that, but I just told him, I just spoke in his ears. "Wake up on Tuesday." We left. We came on Monday, check on him. The specialist, he had the best specialist in the country, came in from Vancouver, just come in to assist them here at Health Science. And his doctor, and I go to them, and they said, "Is there anything that you guys can do for this young man?" They said, "No, he's brain dead. We'd like you to ask the mother if we can harvest his organs. We're keeping his body cool so we can harvest his organs." I said, "You mean there's nothing you can do?" He said, "No." I said, "And what if we pray and he's restored?" And he said to me, "Don't waste your time. Even if you pray and he comes back to life, he'll be a vegetable." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, so don't even go there. Do you want to pray and he comes back and he's a vegetable?" And I'm thinking, if God can bring him back and he can be a vegetable, maybe God can take him past being a vegetable to being restored. Hallelujah. So we left. All his friends from high school were there coming in just to say their goodbyes and everything. Tuesday, the shift of the personnel. They just made their shift in the evening. And what does young Eric do? Eyes closed. And goes. Eyes popped open. The nurse takes off. Spare out of that place. I thought you guys said the guy's brain dead. He just opened his eyes. It was the beginning. About 2 weeks later, Eric is out of there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you remember Eric? You remember Eric? Oh, quite a few people here. So, there you go. So, I'm not telling you stories. And I'm not trying to psych you up. Preaching real hard. So you get really excited. No, that's not what we're doing here. We just believe God is a healer. He's well able to do whatever it is we need him to do. He is God. Hallelujah. So receive whatever it is that you're looking for today. Receive it. This meeting tonight, as a healing service, was not orchestrated by me. We're going to be having two healing services this month. This first Sunday and the last Sunday of this month. The last Sunday happens to be Pentecost Sunday. The Lord says, I want to heal my people. Amen? I want to heal my people. So, I'm saying to you, receive it. Just receive it. Receive your healing. Oh, they said, I'm a diabetic and I will always be a diabetic. I just say, receive your healing. Can God fix your spleen? Can he start causing your body to absorb the insulin that it needs? There are no impossibilities with God. It's you and I that put barriers based, so many people, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. My daughter should not be walking around alive. But she's here. Her first son should not be. Maybe some of you remember her testimony about how the umbilical cord was dead all the way through. That child should not be here. What was the child feeding from if the umbilical cord is all dead? But the child is here because God was not going to let us be ashamed. Hallelujah. Today, I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. God will rewire. If you have mental issues, he will rewire your mind. You start thinking clearly and doing right. Whatever complications the devil has generated because of my foolishness, your foolishness, you ate this and you ate that you shouldn't have eaten and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. I don't care what the reasons are. We're not talking about who sinned here and who did not sin. All we're going to receive is, I'm going to receive my miracle today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I messed up. Well, praise God. He's my healer. I smoked up and I got bad lungs. Oh, but today God has good lungs available in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you guys still remember a young man, he used to live in Churchill. He came here. The elder sister called me. She was living in Toronto, and he was an atheist. He says, "Can you go visit my brother in the hospital?" I said, "Sure, what's wrong?" He said, before you go, I have to let you know that he is an atheist. He does not believe in God." I said, "Okay, but what's wrong?" He said, "Both of his lungs were hardened. He has this disease where his lungs are hardened." I said, "Is it fixable?" He said, "No. He's not saved, and I want you to go and see if you can get him to accept the Lord." I said, "Okay, I'll go." So I went to the health science. But while I was going, the Lord reminded me from Psalm 139. He said, "I have body parts." So I got in. I saw the man lying down. I introduced myself. He was just looking at me, just staring at me. I said, "You know what? I drove here on a Chrysler van. And when my Chrysler van has a problem, I take it to Chrysler, and Chrysler will put Chrysler parts in there and fix my vehicle." And he's looking at me. I said, "Guess what? God created you. And he's got parts. He can give you brand new lungs." The guy's just staring at me. I said, "Receive your brand new lungs in Jesus' name." And I walked away. I didn't even talk to him about salvation that particular time. I just walked away. I just knew God was going to do something with this man. As I walked away, the man came here and testified. He said, "When you walked away, I started hearing voices. And this light all around me. And here I am today, two brand new lungs." It was not a long prayer. Why do I tell you that testimony? Because the same God who sealed the heart of a man who had holes in his heart, bang, solved. Stage 4 cancer, gone, boom, just like that. That same God is right here now. He's here. Amen. He didn't go on vacation. He's right here. So why won't I receive what he can do? Can God get rid of diseases in the blood just like that? He can drain all the bad blood inside of you out and fill you with brand new ones in a nanosecond. While you're there, he's taking all the bad ones out, putting new ones in. So one day they say, "You've got this blood disease." And the next day they say, "What happened? What did you do?" "What did you do?" Talk about what God did. Not all this medication, give you medication and then they tell you the side effects, and the side effects are worse than the disease that you've got. God can fix you. God can fix you, God can fix you, God can fix you and turn everything around. And all you and I need to do is receive it. But you know what? The Word of God says that we can do nothing without Him. So that must include being able to receive. So how do you receive? How do you get to do anything? By allowing the Word of God to abide in you. John 15. It says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. So what I'm saying to you right now, you need to let that sink in and stay in. Receive it. That means that your faith is no longer on the symptoms, but rather on the Word of God. How many are willing to receive from God right now? You receive it? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. And I want you to check yourself and see what God may have already done. See what God has already done. One of the pictures that we showed from the last crusade I was at was a young boy that had a big tumor, lump, visible on his neck. And the mom brings him and says, my child had a big tumor here. I said, where is it? He says, it's gone. So I said, it was here. You can actually see the line of the dirt. It was still there to show that something was there, but the tumor was gone. I didn't have a knife to go cut it. God did bloodless surgery. No bleeding. He took it out. He blew that thing out of there. Why won't he do it for you? Why won't he do it for you? I don't know what your situation is, but I know God. I know he's a good, good God. He will heal physical wounds, emotional wounds, mental issues. Oh, this person is a schizophrenic. Okay. Is that fixable? Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the kid. That's the kid. The tumor is gone. Look at his eyes. It's like, what happened here? Hallelujah. So we're not talking fairy tales here. He is God. So I'm going to give up thanks. And if you have your testimony, I want to hear it. If God has done it immediately, solve the problem immediately, then I want to hear what God has done for you. Now, for some people, I might need to lay hands if that is needed, because that's where your faith is at. But I share the fastest and the best. It's just, I take it. I receive it. Something has happened to me. Maybe it's just only that it is that before you came here, you did not believe. And now you believe without a shadow of a doubt, and you're holding on to that word. Maybe that's all. But whatever it is, He's done it already. Because He's willing to ask the Lord, "You willing?" "Yes, I'm willing. Why won't I be willing? I came to do this," and He's still doing it because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You. I thank You, Lord, that You are faithful. Our boast is in You. And it's nothing that's been said tonight that You did not do. These are not figments of our imagination. And we have this confidence. The Word says to us that You will do exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think. So, Lord, exceed the hopes and aspirations of Your people. We thank You that You are doing so now. Thank You for the testimonies of Your people. For as Your people testify, wholeness is established. Blessed be Your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Who came in here tonight? You came in here sick. Came in with an ailment. But something has changed. While the Word of God was being preached, something changed. Your hearing got better. Whatever it is. Did anyone come here today with some ailment that they can tell something happened? We did not just have this gathering just to yap. Raise your hand if you came in with some kind of an ailment. Nobody came with an ailment? You did? You did? You did? You did? Okay, so how come you guys were keeping your hands down for the longest time? Huh?
Your first question was if we came with an ailment, it was you.
Okay. All right. So I go next to the next question. Anybody came here with an ailment and something has changed? You healed. You came with an ailment and you received a healing? Did you get a healing? It's getting smaller?
Yeah.
So there was a swelling?
Yeah, but I had this rash on my leg, but now it's...
Can I get a mic here? So it was swollen and it's shrinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, the guy with the edema or dropsy, that was a swelling situation and it shrunk. So we give God praise for that. Amen. Now, remember what I said to you, therapeo. That means you get better and better and better. God can heal you and it get better and better and better, like she's saying right now. Now, is there somebody here that has an ailment but you need to verify it with a doctor? Because that's the only way you can have proof that you got healed. Okay, one there. So we need a doctor's verification. So what we're going to do about that one is when we have the next healing service, we trust that the verification will be available. That means that you need to go to your doctor and say, check me out. See what... Your son Elijah? Okay, what about him? Okay. All right, so how are we going to check that one out? Through the doctor? How is this walking? Okay, Elijah, come out on this, on the. Walk. Walk this way. Walk back. Walk back. Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Walk back. Hallelujah. You can go sit and just keep on walking better. Praise the Lord. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. Nobody touched them. It is the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. So keep on pulling your healing. Praise the Lord. Actually, I'd like to see you run. Come again, come. Yeah, pull the pants up. Okay, run. Give me a good run. Ah. Okay, you can go sit down. Well, that's God. Faithful God. So he had OD'd on drugs and it damaged. He was dead for a while. And then that affected his walk.
And his hands and arms had fallen away. Typing or his stuff.
Okay. So he's running now. So all of that is fixed.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You don't just start running.
Hallelujah.
Amen? It's easy for God to do. Praise the Lord. Anyone else that we need to check? You need to check, just check yourself. Yeah, it's something that needs to be fixed. Just check yourself. I remember I was in, what country was that? Brazil. Yeah, I remember Brazil. It was Brazil. And I remember because somebody shortchanged me while I was there. And anyway, preaching the word like this, and said, it's testimony time. There was a whole pile of people up. There was a guy. He'd been shot. I think we should find the videos, some of these videos. I think we should have a video clip of that one. He'd been shot 10 times. And his shoulder was shot. Couldn't raise it. Period. No, it was this one. Couldn't raise it. And right there, this guy starts shouting. I said, well, what's wrong with this guy? Is he demon possessed or something? What's going on? No, he's shouting, I'm healed. I said, what did God do for you? He starts windmilling his hand. So, okay, so what happened? Shot. I think he might have been part of a gang or something. I've not been able to move this arm. That's God. How many I hear say, well, I need you to lay hands on me. I hear everything that you're saying, but I really need somebody to lay hands on me. That's what I need. That's where I'm still at. Well, I'll meet you where you are at. If that's you, then come to me. The Bible says Jesus took the man and healed him and sent him on his way. If there's anybody like that, just come to me. No takers? Okay. No, it's not an act of unbelief. No. Don't think that if you didn't get it when the word was being spoken and that you need hands laid on you, that that's proof that you are in a state of unbelief. Don't buy into that lie. That's the devil. Can I have a... then it left.
I can see more detail, but not...
Come over here. Come over here. I ask you to come over here so people can hear what has been said. Okay.
I'm... blind in my right eye, except I can see color, but no detail. Like I could never identify you without, well, I could never identify with you without my left eye, right? But when I first closed my eye and looked, I thought, I can see, I know that's Pastor Zeno with my right eye. And I thought, I couldn't do that before. And then it left. Like I have more detail than I had before, but
you lost it.
Well, actually, I can see. Yeah, up closer, I can see better.
Okay. All right. Okay. Why don't we do this? Close that one. Take the glasses off. We don't need any assistance. Okay.
No detail.
Yeah. No details. What's happening?
It's getting clearer.
It's getting clearer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you still see me?
Your feet, not your top.
You can see my feet, but... That's funny. The Lord is your healer.
No detail.
No details. But you can see my feet.
I can see you have shoes, yeah. Your shiny
shoes. This is weird. My shiny shoes.
Yeah.
Just keep on looking. Receive your miracle. In the name of the Lord. God heal you now.
It comes and goes.
It's coming and going? So it's, something is happening in the eyes already. Okay. Now that's a good sign. Yeah. So you're having a terapeutic experience where things are going to get better and better. God is fixing it. Okay. Okay, forget about the appointment at the end of the month. We can verify the... No, you can verify this one.
I can verify it this way.
Right? Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to celebrate with thanksgiving.
Amen.
That changes are happening already.
Yes.
Okay, and just enjoy your healing.
Amen.
Okay? It's just as simple as that. Don't let go of it. Okay? You were seeing clearly, not just the feet, because, and then it went away. Okay. It will be restored.
I know that it was there, and I thought, what happened to it?
Okay. God is showing you, God showed you the finished work, and he's starting to work towards that.
I believe that,
yes. Okay. So that's what's happening. So just rest in that goodness of the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm not going to keep you much longer. We're going to have a healing service on the last Sunday of this month. What day will that be? That'll be the 28th. That's Pentecost Sunday. There's going to be posts I've made available for that. Because the Lord is going to be delivering and healing. This was just a prep towards that. Amen? So, I'm expecting fullness for everyone here. And please, please, please have this settled. God wants you healed even better and greater than you can even believe. Amen? He wants you healed. He wants you in divine health. You know what I think God really doesn't want you to do? And that's why he must heal you? And you have a bargaining chip. Say, Lord, I'm using your money to go buy all this expensive medication, heal me, and my money doesn't have to go to the medication. Is that a good deal?
Yes.
Well, that's what Hannah did. Hannah said, I'm barren, can't have any children. Penina is busy mocking me. And I look here in the temple, you need a prophet after Eli. Guy's old. He's going to die soon, but his two sons are a mess up. So God, if you want a prophet, give me the baby. That's a good deal. And God says, I take that. So God gave him a Samuel. And he had his prophet. Let's make a deal. Lord, I'm spending $200, $1,000 for medication, running my gas to the doctor back and forth. I have better things to do with my money. And one of them is I can give for souls. So heal me, and you've got all this extra dough for souls. And I tell you what, God is going to high-five you and say, deal! Praise the Lord. So take it. Let no one leave this place without receiving their healing. In Jesus' mighty name, be healed. Hallelujah. You saw Elijah just a moment ago. You saw when he started walking. I'm thinking this guy is going to keel over very soon. I said, get him to walk. And he started getting better and better. Right in front of us. Went back to seat. The Lord says, make him run. I called him back. And he ran. For somebody who could not function like that. Did we all see it?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not telling stories here. It is well. Somebody say, it is well with me. I am well. I am blessed. I am healed, restored, and made every whit whole. My miracle is working in me right now, and I have a testimony in my mouth. I am a testament of the goodness of God. Blessed be His holy name forever. I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. May God heal us from every ailment, every disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, schizophrenia, whatever it is. Let God's healing power flow and restore you. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, that will be it for tonight. But before we leave, let us honor God with our tithe, our offerings, first fruits, whatever it is that God has laid on our hands. Let's release it unto the Lord with thanksgiving. And may the God of heaven bless us immeasurably by multiplying our seed sown. Amen. So please do mark while you come in to honor God with your giving. I want you to mark that date of May, I think it's May the 28th. The evening service is going to be a healing service. Mark it. Bring others, whether they be believers or non-believers, it doesn't matter. Just bring them. Let's see what God will do for them. Amen? I look forward to experiencing the goodness of God with you. Now, this Wednesday coming, we'll continue with our Bible study. We're in the book of Proverbs. And I want to encourage you, if you've not been coming to those Bible studies, you're doing yourself a great disservice. You need to be part of that Bible study as we study the book of Proverbs together. I guarantee you that by the end of this year, you will not recognize yourself because of all the things God would have done in you and with you. You're going to have a better understanding of life, better understanding of the world that you and I live in. You need it. Even the children should be in that study. Bring them. Because the world is very wicked today. And they need the information of Proverbs to be wholesome men and women of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Did we all give already? You done? I'm going to ask a daughter in this house to come and pray a prayer of closing. Lindsay.
Father, we worship your name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here this evening, Father God, and for the purpose of this night. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have already done it, God. Thank you that this is a finished work that you are giving us, Lord. We all receive it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that if there are anything in our mind, Father God, any construct, Father, Lord, that would want to peel away, Father God, your truth and your word, Father, that has been spoken this evening. In the name of Jesus, it is completely destroyed.
Thank you,
Father in heaven. We receive your word and we receive our healing. Thank you, Lord, for our testimonies. Thank you. We are celebrating each other and we are celebrating what you have done. And we see it on a daily basis and it becomes a new normal for us, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are great. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so very much. Receive your healing.
Receive it all.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Is there somebody here tonight? This is the first time here? All right. Let me say hello to this.